How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty good, thanks.
Now, you have a lot of changes coming up in your life. Do you want to talk about it a bit here?
I do, yes. I finished my job yesterday, which in Canada and North America is still today. And Monday, I start a new job, a new contract job anyway.
Right. So Poodle McNoodle will want to know, did you have cake at the end of your last job?
We had more cake than even Poodle McNoodle could eat. It was ridiculous.
Well, speaking of Poodle McNoodle, I see there's somebody in the chat room who might be a friend of Poodle's. Laughing Buddha, do you want to tell us, we are live here on Pride 48. If people want to join us in the Pride 48 chat room, they can go over to pride48.com. And Mark, you can tell us who is with us today on the chat.
All right. Well, joining us in the chat room is the infamous international celebrity podcaster, Big Fatty.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
We had more cake than even Poodle McNoodle could eat.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1908. The BFO for Monday the 18th of May 2015, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about the weekend to include a Poodle's birthday. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, Pepto-Bismol is Big Fatty, my tummy hurts. Oh, I wonder why. Big Fatty, please be nice. Oh, squeaky kitty, please don't get upset. Okay. Poor poodle, Big Fatty, between the shots at the former vegetable. And all the cake on Sunday. Big Fatty, I may have to lay down during today's little show. Will you go over there and lay down? Yes, Big Fatty. I'm just going, Squeaky Kitty and I are going to be over here laying down. Okay, Squeaky, calm down, please. I don't feel, that's a tummy ache. Okay. Poor poodle, poor Big Fatty. I may be going at it by myself today without Big Fatty, I'm over here. I'm just gonna rest my eyes. Okay, you rest your eyes. So, anyway, hi everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. I gotta tell you, it's been just a lovely weekend without any kind of COVID responsibilities or anything like that. And y'all, I think I'll just start off by telling you what happened this weekend.
Yes, Big Fatty, you do that.
Yeah, I guess y'all, it's been a good weekend. Y'all, it started Thursday night. What did I do?
Big Fatty, we don't remember.
I know what it was. Y'all went to bed and woke up on Friday morning. And y'all had had a testimonium from my old, most regular gentleman caller. And he says, Big Fatty, I wish you still lived downtown. And I thought, aw, poopy.
Big Fatty, don't talk about poopy.
Anyway, I said, well, I sent him a message on a Friday morning saying, I'm sorry I didn't get this. Y'all, I didn't even hear it go off. I may have had a glass of that sangria.
Big Fatty, please, let's not talk about drinking.
Well, so I wrote him back and I said, I'm sorry I didn't get this until Friday morning, it's only 10 miles away from the former Fat Cave, and
So, y'all, I just have a feeling. I have a feeling that my almost regular gentleman caller may make his debut. May make his debut here at the Fat Villa this week or this coming weekend. You know, it's a holiday. It's y'all, if I don't know if you know this, but up there in northern Mexico, it's a holiday weekend. Y'all, it's the veteran. Larry the Veteran Day up there. There in northern Mexico today, and y'all, I only know that because I read the mark and calendar, Big Fatty, and the Turnip Head. The Turnip Head mentioned something like it was it's a holiday weekend, and I went, well, what the fuck holiday is it this weekend? And so y'all, and that's when I looked at my mark and calendar. But anyway, for right. At the coal mine, y'all, it was a pretty good day. It was a pretty good day. I'm trying to think, y'all. I'm starting a new project, and y'all, one of the pieces of this project, it just takes a lot of time and concentration and everything. And when I say concentration, I do not mean the quiz program hosted by Hugh Downs. Work on for right. Lunchtime on for right. Larry Klein. Larry Klein and I went to the Swig and Swine. And y'all, this has become, Dr. Stone, you need to listen to this, especially, because y'all, this has become, Big Fatty's, favorite barbecue joint, here in Charleston now. And y'all, it's not one of those buffets. What would you call it? It's a sit down restaurant. But y'all, they do the cooking right there on the premises out, and you know, when you walk up, you smell the meat cooking, and I mean, y'all, it just smells lovely. And y'all, they have something called the burnt ends, and you know, y'all, if you're a true lover of barbecue, you love the burnt ends. And
Be ready, please don't talk too much about food,
okay? But anyway, So did that, and I, y'all, they have an appetizer there. It's the pork rinds that they make there at the restaurant. And but y'all, they put a Tabasco and honey sauce on them, and then sprinkle blue cheese crumbles on top of it. Y'all, they are so good. So we shared an appetizer of that, and y'all, then I had the burnt end brisket sandwich with a side of pickled vegetables. And y'all, I only ate a little bit of the sandwich and the pickled y'all, the pickled vegetables were hot as a snake.
Big Fatty, why is a snake hot?
Maybe it's not hot as a snake, but y'all is such a burn the hair out of your nose hot. And anyway, after that, came back to the coal mine, and y'all, then we had a little after work coal mine a cocktail hour.
Big Fatty, let's not talk about drinking too much either.
But y'all, we went out, and as a group, we had a couple of cocktails, and you know, this was that like at 5 p.m. in the evening, right after work was over. And yeah, Big Fatty had a couple of y'all. I had a PIMS cup. Do you know what a PIMS cup is? If you've ever been to the UCK, I know not knows what a PIMS cup is. And y'all, this wasn't really a traditional PIMS cup in my opinion. But it, to me, it needed more cucumber in it. But y'all, it's kind of for lack of a better term, it's kind of like a liquor iced tea with cucumber in it. And but y'all, it was good nonetheless. It was cool and refreshing, and that's what was matter. And y'all, I left there about 6 p.m. in the evening, came back here to the Fat Villa, and y'all, I sat down. And I watched, caught up on some shows on the TV machine, y'all. I've had it made available to me, the Master Chef Northern Mexico, and y'all, I've caught up on the episodes of that. And y'all, it's not a bad show, y'all. It does not have that Gordon Ramsay on it, but y'all, but they've got a crazy Japanese Mexican guy on there, and he's just kind of crazy. But I like the other two chefs on there, and but y'all, it's very much the same format as the U.S. of A. Master Chef, which I believe is starting this week. You know, a lot of the quiz programs and all, they're closing down here in May, because that's sweeps month, and the new shows, y'all, in fact, I think this week is that new quiz program. It's a 7-night event. If it's not this week, it's next week. I think it's this week, though. 500 questions. So y'all check your local listings. See if you have something. Put it in your VRC about the 500 questions. But y'all, evidently you can win $1 jillion on it or something like that. But anyway. Friday night, y'all, it was the finale of the Big Run. And y'all, I'm not going to go down in the Fat Cave to talk about it, but let's just say that Big Fatty was very pleased with how it all ended up.
Big Fatty, I enjoyed it. That's before I started feeling bad.
It's true. Then y'all went to bed Friday night and got up on Saturday, and y'all, I had my coffee. I didn't have any brofkas, though, and y'all, I did a little straightening up around the Fat Villa here. Y'all, because the former owners of the Fat Villa were coming by for the first sneak peek. The first sneak peek of the Fat Villa since they had moved out, and y'all, it was nice just sitting around and catching up with them, and I gave them a little tour.
Big Fatty, you didn't show them the picture, that naked man in your near your toilet, though.
No, I did not show them that. But they thought that Big Fatty's shit furniture didn't look so bad in here. And y'all, I think that's kind of the consensus from everybody, with the exception of Granny. And that's because Granny's not been out here yet.
Big Fatty.
But anyway, let's just see. And then after they left a little bit after noon. They came by about 11:30 a.m. in the morning and left a little bit after. I guess they stayed about an hour. So, y'all, then I had the rest of my barbecue sandwich and the pickled vegetables. And y'all, once again, it just burned the hair out of my nose. And
Big Fatty, please, I may have to run to the toilet here.
After that, y'all, I did some piddling around the Fat Cave here. And
Big Fatty, did you clean up your piddle?
No, I didn't. Cleaned up my piddle, and y'all. Then of course I had to, Sunday was a very special day, and so y'all, I had to pull out my Duncan Hines and my Betty Crocker, and get to going on baking a keg.
Yes, Big Fatty, you make 3 of them.
It's true. There were 3 kegs. I think Poodle ate all but one corner of one of them. And, y'all, that's why Poodle's not feeling so well.
Big Fatty, but it was delicious, but I have a tummy cake. I mean, tummy ache.
Okay, I think tummy cake is probably... is probably a better description. Poor Poodle has a tummy cake.
Oh, poor Bernie.
But anyway, for my supper, y'all, I had made that beef roast and I had turned it into kind of the beef stew, and y'all, I had some of that for my supper, and y'all, then it was time to sit down and record the Stick It With a Poke with Gavin, and this is, I'm trying to think who all was there. It was the Jimmy Bear. Jim was not there, y'all. He was giving somebody a hand on Saturday night, but it was Jimmy Bear and Big Fatty and old Stink Pot. Old Stink Pot Toppy Smelly was there, and then near the end, the Haunt Cub and the Denims came in there, and y'all, then I left about 8 p.m. in the evening, and y'all started getting ready, going out to the former Meeting the crew there, and getting ready for that. We were at the Connections, and y'all got there, and our favorite little bartender, Chris, was working, and y'all, his boyfriend, John
Big Fatty, he was feeling as bad as me.
He was not in good shape. Anyway, y'all, we had a good time. Of course, Durwood and Granny were buying shots.
Yes, Big Fatty, I can see why you don't want them to buy you shots anymore.
Well, anyway, y'all, and they had strippers, y'all. It was white trash strippers, and y'all, you know, a little white trash is good every now and then, and they were vulgar. They were just vulgar, and it was just lovely. Met Durwood was out there, and Granny was out there, and a few others joined us also, and y'all, it was just a lovely evening. Ran into a couple of folks I hadn't seen in years, and it was just lovely to see them, and y'all, and then about a little bit before midnight, Big Fatty just said, "All right, I'm out of here."
Big Fatty, I wish I'd left with you.
But Poodle stayed and did shots with Granny and Durwood, and I'm not going to even ask.
Big Daddy, don't ask. I got home. It's just not Squeaky was my designated driver.
Anyway, got back here, and y'all, Granny had said, I'd said, okay, let's see a show of hands. And Bill was there also. Let's see a show of hands of who has been to the Fat Cave, the Fat Villa, since Big Fatty moved in, and everybody raised their hand except Granny. And Granny was like, okay, we'll go to Brofkas on Sunday morning. We're going to go to Brofkas on Sunday.
Big Fatty, you're talking about food again.
Go to Brofkas Sunday morning. And, you know, Granny's up at 5 a.m. in the morning every day. Every day he has a cup of coffee and releases his bowel.
Big Fatty, please.
So we were going to go to Brofkas, and then Granny was going to come over here to the Fat Villa and see everything. Well, y'all, about 9:30 a.m. in the morning, I sent Granny a textimonium, maybe it was about 9:15 or so, saying, did you change your mind about going to Brofkas? Y'all didn't hear anything back, and about a little bit after 9:30 a.m. in the morning, I get a textimonium, oh my goodness, I just woke up, and so y'all, he evidently,
yes, Big Freddy, he did way too many shots too, Squeaky was his designated driver as well.
Sunday Big Fatty had his Brofkas, and y'all, then I went to the Sam's Club and bought me six more bottles of that sangria. It's just lovely. In fact, I think I've inspired that Moose P. He was the number one fan of the BFO in 2010. Is that right, Moose P?
Big Fatty, we don't remember. That's math.
I think that's right. Or was it 2009? I don't know. No, I think it's 2010. He was drinking sangria on a Saturday night also. And y'all, then we had lots of cake here in the Fat Vet.
Big,
oh dear Gussie. Poodle has scarfed down almost all of the three cakes that Big Fatty made.
Yes, Big Fatty, and they really were delicious. I just couldn't control myself.
And there you have it. And y'all, now recording the little show. Y'all, did you catch the first two episodes of the LFC that we're going to be posting? Y'all going to post 10 episodes between now and Pride 48 in June. Veda picked them, and y'all, the one on Saturday was awful. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the Fade Driver and the Little Aussie Battler. And Little Aussie Battler, do you have any home remedies for Poodle and her eating?
We had more cake than even Poodle McNoodle could eat.
Oh, Big Fatty, I've got to go to the toilet!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.